This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A handful of congressional districts in Chicago's collar counties could play a role in the nationwide Republican effort to flip the U.S. House. But Democratic incumbents in the north and northwest suburbs are working to protect their seats and hope divisive issues like abortion access will bring voters to the polls. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel is walking us through two of these races in the neighboring 11th and 14th districts.
Democratic U.S. Congressman Bill Foster thinks he has a good chance of convincing conservative women in Illinois' reshaped 11th district to vote blue this year.
I think there are many, fair to say, Republican-leaning women who were willing to vote Republican because they didn't believe that Roe versus Wade would ever come under serious threat. And now they also understand that the only protection against that is our Democratic majorities in the House and the Senate.
Foster is one of many hoping that abortion or other high-profile issues like inflation, immigration reform, oversight of the executive branch will help bring voters to the polls in November. In fact, his race is one of a handful in Illinois that Democratic and Republican operatives are using to try to convince voters that the stakes in this election are high, all in an effort to take control of the U.S. House of Representatives.
To some extent, we think the road to electing Kevin McCarthy Speaker of the House leads through Illinois.
That's Illinois Republican Party Chairman Don Tracy. He's referring to the Republican representative from California, Minority House Leader Kevin McCarthy, who's vying to lead the U.S. House next year. McCarthy needs Republican candidates across the country to win their races in order to do so. People like 14th District Republican candidate Scott Grider, a three-term Kendall County commissioner who also serves as the board's chairman.
A Democratic-led House, I think, is more of the same. They've shown over and over that they want to spend, and that we don't need more of that.
Grider is running against incumbent Democratic Congresswoman Lauren Underwood, who declined to be interviewed for this story. Grider, like Foster, is trying to convince voters they have a chance to decide what the next 2 years look like in America. But he's sticking to economic issues, high inflation, jobs, government spending. He steers clear from talking about former President Donald Trump or the 2020 election, for instance. That may be because the Republicans in the 11th and 14th districts are more moderate, and those voters may feel alienated by far-right topics and social issues, according to one political analyst. David Wasserman is a senior editor at the Cook Political Report, responsible for analyzing U.S. House races.
You know, I'd say that candidates still matter.
He points to Catalina Loeff, the Republican running against Bill Foster in the 11th district. She's a former Trump administration appointee whose priorities include getting critical race theory out of schools.
Catalina Loeff is not the type of Republican who would put this seat in play. She is a Trump Republican running in an area that's quite hostile to Trump.
Loeff did not respond to requests for comment. Wasserman says even with the reshaping of the 11th and 14th districts in the recent redistricting process led by Democrats in Illinois, it would be difficult for Loeff or Grider to pull off a victory.
The problem for Republicans in Illinois is how gerrymandered these districts are. And Democrats took a little bit away from Bill Foster to help Lauren Underwood. But both districts voted for Joe Biden by a comfortable margin in 2020. These are not the seats that Republicans are banking on to win the majority.
Wasserman predicts the real battleground for the U.S. House is in the more rural or downstate races of Illinois. Still, GOP officials want to use the 11th and the 14th to cushion their chances of flipping the House. If the Republican Party prevails, leaders pledge to hold hearings on the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, along with the DOJ's investigation into former President Donald Trump. They also vow to push legislation to further restrict abortion access. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.